The Hour of Our Belief. I want to know who cried for the toy I found out back this afternoon. Was it the same child who ate a sandwich made from the bread out of the plastic bag I found last week? So difficult to date plastic. The toy gas pump promises 5 cents a gallon. That would make a dollar's worth about a tank. Maybe 1960. Maybe a politician now. Small world. Someone who keeps voting for war to save our way of life. The Onondagas want the land returned to their stewardship. They want the land cleaned properly. They want everything back the way it was before that odious Simon Lemoyne grabbed all the salt for his 3-minute egg, before his flock fouled the water. I want everything put back, the toy put back in the boy's pocket, and the boy's father back on a ship beside his parents. I want the ship setting a reverse course for the shores of Europe. Before they arrive, I want Hitler back in his mother's womb and the reset stone in her garden wall back in the path of her thin-soled slipper. The passengers will insist on sandwiches, I suppose, lovely little sandwiches wrapped in paper. If they trim the bread, let them leave the crust behind to feed the birds a lavish supper. Then let the birds go back to eating whatever it is they did before McDonald's. I'll go back, too. A circuitous route by wagon first, returning my skillet to the forge, my rolling pin to the forest, discharging my nose and hair like a Halloween mask, my skin like a suit of mail. A withered champion, at last more onion and potato than flesh and bone, ascending the bow of a ship from the cool, dry cellar of my soul. Oh, amazing grace, to cross the dangerous shoals where the bones sing home all the ships at sea. Let the women swallow back air they churn to storm. Let them refill the lungs of children they pull from waves and wrest their husbands from the teeth of sharks. In the restored calm, let memory wet my tongue for the anchor of my mother's food. On shore, my father waits. His hands are empty with missing me. Let the glint at his feet in the sand be only the sun chasing the tail of a golden worm.